Take your Bibles, please. Turn to Psalm 150. Psalm 150. If you turn to the book of Proverbs, it'll be the page before it. Psalm 150. We are going to get your chapter of Bible reading in tonight, all six verses of it. We are going to read Psalm 150 together here tonight. We're going to read it responsively. Psalm 150. You ready? Here we go. Praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet, praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance, praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals, praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And let's pray. Father, once again, we come to you. And Lord, tonight, we're going to take a truth. And Lord, one that I believe is one of the sweetest in all the Word of God, one that may be one of the most helpful. I pray that you'd use it tonight in a special way. And Lord, I pray that when we're done, not only we, but you would have been happy that we've had church. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Tonight, and I realize it's 6:25, I really believe by 7 we'll be done. I do have a 20-point outline. that scares you, but don't worry. It'll be quick. But I want to help you with something tonight. We live in a world of little or no real praise. Most of our world is filled with violence, criticism, negativity, anger, outrage, etc. I just opened my iPad. I opened it up to the Fox News head page. Let me show you what I mean. More scandal on the VA situation. Netanyahu, whatever it takes to make Hamas surrender. Bombings all over the place. MH17 investigation, Ukraine mounts offensive to retake the area of the crash site. California wildfires, 10 homes destroyed, hundreds evacuated. That's just the top four or five stories. Everywhere you read, nothing but negative, 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 critical, anger, outrage, war, etc. It seems like this world's news and entertainment is one crisis, scandal, Holocaust after another. War, immigration problems, finances, political problems, government problems, sports heroes messing up their lives fills the news. Now listen to this statement. Sin creates a negative around it. Since the first sin by Lucifer, sin and negative are truly associated. They go hand in hand. See, before there ever was a sin, there was total harmony and no negativity even in heaven. Once Lucifer sinned, there's been attached to every sin negative. Let me show you what I mean. Smoking causes cancer, causes you to lose your teeth, causes you to smell like you've been sucking on a chimney, whatever. Alcohol, it brings on diseases. It breaks up relationships, and it brings out the worst in people. Matter of fact, it kills people because people do it and then go drive and kill people. Fornication and adultery leads to diseases, lack of trust, and strain on relationships. Pride brings bad attitudes. And I could go, you name the sin, we can associate the negative that goes with it. I promise you. And everybody listen to me real carefully here. By the way, parents, when your kids start with a bad attitude, start finding out what sin they're involved with. Usually young people start messing up with the wrong friends and the wrong music, and their attitude goes that fast. You say, why? Because there's always negative associated with sin, just so you know. Everybody doing okay? Now, all sin has negative attached. As a matter of fact, God says all sin has death attached. For the wages of sin is death. Not only is death attached, but hell is attached. You realize attached to every sin is hell. Attached to every sin is death. I'll go one step farther. Attached to every sin is the devil. Do you know, with death, hell, and the devil all attached, how could there not be negative associated with every sin? Now, no wonder our world is so dark and so nasty and so wicked. The more this old world gets attached to sin and away from God, the worse and worse and worse it will become. I may preach this sermon next week. I don't know. I've been working on a sermon for several weeks now. It's very interesting. We have basically about 8-9 chapters in the Bible of about 1,600 years of world history. Then we had the flood. You don't have much recorded about it. But God says, as in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Wow. Wonder what it was like on the other side of the flood. Now listen to me. God tells us we can slow this process of the negative, critical, dark, nastiness, effects of sin. Say, how do we do it? I'll show you. As we read Psalm 150 tonight, I could sense the atmosphere in our church lift. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Can I tell you how you chase away some of the negative of this world? Can I tell you how you chase away some of the negative of the nastiness of sin? Learn to praise God. Learn to praise God. Now tonight, we're going to drive around town with the top down to see what God says about this wonderful truth. People let sin stop God from getting the praise he deserves. Listen to this statement. It doesn't say praise one another. It says praise ye the Lord. It doesn't say wait for somebody to praise you. You're not supposed to be running around waiting for people to pat you on the back and burp you so that you feel better. God says, no, 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 no. That's not going to make your world better. Your world is better when you start praising him. You see, the man wants to praise athletes. Man wants to praise cooks, teachers of false doctrine, and Hollywood whores. But somebody needs to praise the Lord. Those that praise the Lord, they look at him and say, boy, you're weird. Did you ever see some of these idiots in Hollywood and they want to call us weird? Everybody doing all right? Yes. Sodomites, celebrities, and school children get praise, but it's illegal to praise God in public. Oh, you can't mention God's name in a public dissertation, or that's just not right. You see, cheerleaders, race car drivers, and country music stars get praise, but why won't they praise God? God's recipe to chase away the gloom and negativity and darkness associated with every sin is praising God. Not praise of self, not even praise of accomplishment, is praise. We are not supposed to praise ourselves because we are sinful. Listen to this. When we start praising the sinless one, we start lifting the doom around us. Tonight, I want to show you how to praise the Lord in order to chase away some of the negativity in your life. Some of you walk around as a Christian. Oh, woe is me. I'm a Christian. I go soul winning. I read my Bible. I wonder why everything's so bad. Well, you're not praising God. That's why. I'll promise you. And by the way, some of you have a hard time praising other people because you don't praise God. You know, if you're not praising God well, you're not going to praise others well. And I'm just going to go ahead and say this. Some of you are good at praising people so that you can get the praise for praising them. It's not a matter of you praising God. Listen to me. Praising the Lord, number one, is a commandment. It's not a request. I didn't find one time in Psalm 150 where he said, "Would you please do this?" Matter of fact, my Bible says, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." That's kind of like, "Thou shalt not kill." Yes, sir. "Thou shalt not bear false witness." It's just as strong of a command. You know, it was not a suggestion, it was a command. God knew how negative the effects of sin would be, and he commands us to praise him for our benefit, not his. Do you know that God's going to do quite well whether you praise him or not, but you need to praise him for your sake? God knew that sin would get you down, and the only way to get your eyes off the effects of sin were to praise God. Number two, we are to sing praises to God. We're not going to turn to all these verses. I probably have 50 verses tonight. We don't have time. And I'll just mention them. But Psalm 7:17, Psalm 9:2, and Psalm 104:33 says that we are to praise him with our singing. Folks, every once in a while, when you're by yourself or even out in public, why don't you hum a song, sing a song? I'm not saying walk into Sheets and say, "All right, y'all, I'm going to sing a praise to God here." Okay, you're a Pharisee. I was doing some shopping for the church the other day, and I was humming and kind of singing under my breath. And somebody walked up and said, "Boy, you're happy today." I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "What you singing?" I said, "Praises to God." He said, "Oh." And I said, "Would you?" And he was gone. Now, wait a minute. He thought I was weird. I thought he was weird. Yes. Say why? It doesn't bother me. I'm not about to let some heathen put pressure on me that's dying and going to hell. We ought to put the pressure on them. You know, have a song daily. Say, "Well, I just don't feel like singing." Okay, then whistle. Say, "Well, I can't whistle." Hum. "Well, I don't hum well." Do something, but sing praises to God. Did you know that our music is not to soothe us, it's to praise God? The purpose of music is not for you to say, "Ooh, that was nice." It's to praise God. Everybody doing all right? Sing praises to God everywhere you go. Man, how many of you knew who Brother Lester Roloff was? Brother Roloff sounded like a tin can somebody was beating on, but he sang everywhere he went. Good night. Brother Roloff spent 3 different stints in jail for having his homes open for minors. And I heard him tell this story in person. He said, "I was sitting in jail. It was about midnight." He said, "I remembered Brother Paul and Brother Barnabas in the Bible." He said, "I turned to the book of Acts." He said, "I was down. I was discouraged." He said, "I realized they started singing." He said, "I lifted up my voice when sin-stricken, burdened, and weary. From bondage I'd long to be free. There came to my heart this sweet message. My grace is sufficient for thee. My grace is sufficient for thee. Yes, my grace is sufficient for thee." As Brother Roloff would do. "In shady green pastures or on narrow sea. My grace is sufficient for thee." He said, "I heard a man say, 'Are you a preacher?' He said, 'Yes, sir.' He said, 'What you in here for?' He said, 'Preaching the gospel.' He said, 'It was a 6'6" black man, been in prison for murder, just a couple cells down.' He said, all of a sudden, they said, 'Sing another one.' He had the whole place going crazy. He preached from his jail cell. Couldn't see a person. Had 20-some people saved in the jail while he was in there. You say, why? Because he was willing to praise God when he was down. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Number three, our music and our musical instruments are to praise the Lord. Worldly music praises man. Worldly music praises sin. Worldly music steals praise from God. The average country Western music talks about drinking booze, sleeping with somebody else's wife, fornication, wickedness, and adultery. Rock music is far worse than that. And then you throw the trashy rap music in underneath that and the sodomy and the filth that go with it. Folks, that has nothing to do with praise. No wonder people that listen to it have a bad attitude. Worldly music is dark and depressing. God's music is light and brings joy. I was watching you as I was singing the song of Brother Roloff, watching you smile. Now, I can't sing any better than he can. But can I tell you something? It brings life to you. Our music is to praise God. Next, men are to praise the Lord. The Bible says in Psalm, you ready? 49:18, let every man praise the Lord. It didn't say mankind, it said men. Hey, we need a generation of men that aren't afraid to say amen, praise the Lord, and everything else, even outside of church. I've known a lot of people in my life. There is one human being that I knew that knew how to praise God better than any human I've ever met, and his name was Carlos Demarest. Brother Demarest worked for Bearing Precious Seed for many years. That man could scare you to death. You thought he was a Pentecostal sometimes. It'd be 2 o'clock in the morning. He's driving a big old bus group down to Mexico, and all of a sudden he'd cut loose. Well, praise God! And everybody's, whoa, what was that? He'd be having a glory fit up there. And he'd have somebody, I'm not lying, he'd say, Brother Rick, get up here. One of his scrawny little men would run up there. He'd get on the back of the seat. Brother Carlos would stand up, 70 miles an hour, driving a big Greyhound bus, stand up, holding on to the wheel. The other guy would slip into the seat. He'd let go of the steering wheel, walk away, and the other guy took over, thinking, oh, Lord. Say, what are you going to do? He was going to preach. God put something on his heart, and he was ready to praise God for it, and he woke everybody up and started preaching. Folks, I'm not saying wake your wife up. Praise God! You know, at 2 o'clock in the morning, she's probably going to beat the snot out of you. But it's about time men aren't afraid to say amen and praise the Lord. I've visited a lot of folks that come visit our church. You know what they say? We're glad that it's not unusual to hear people say amen in church. And by the way, if God touches your heart, let her fly. Now, boys and girls, I think it's reserved for adults or some of you older teenagers that understand it. It's not a show. Okay? Everybody doing all right? I'm trying to teach y'all. Okay? Here we go. Men are to praise the Lord. We need men that praise God inside church as well as outside church. You know how cell conversations go. You know what's going on the other end if you're the one on the phone. But people around you don't. Man, I've been in stores talking to some of you, and I'll say, well, amen, praise the Lord. And people are going, they don't know how to handle that. By the way, we need men that can lead the praise in this church. Now, I'm not talking about, hang on here, I'm not on yet. Now we're on. I'm not talking about having a praise team stand on the platform singing Kumbaya and dancing all over the place. That is not in the Bible, just so you know. But I think it's good, I think it's right, I think it's healthy for the men of our church to help lead some of the praise during the preaching by hollering amen every once in a while. That's what God meant in the scriptures. Next, number 5, all people, young and old, both genders, are to praise the Lord. Psalm 45:17. In Psalm 150, verse 6, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Boys and girls, you're supposed to not be afraid to say amen anywhere. You're not supposed to be able to be afraid to say praise the Lord wherever you're at. It ought not be. That means at home ought to be a place of praising the Lord, not anger, outrage, and fury. Can I tell you why some of you have a bad attitude at home? There's no praising of God going on at home. You know, boys and girls ought to be praising God, not seeking praise from adults. We live in a generation that if you don't praise a child, something's wrong with you. No, we're supposed to praise God, not a child. Everybody doing all right? Well, we don't want to make them cry. That's why we got a bunch of losers in our society today. They've never lost anything because they've never won anything. Shoot. Sorry. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Bang. Whatever it is. In public sports anymore, with some of the sports in the public leagues, they don't even keep score anymore because they don't want to hurt the boys' feelings if they lose. Lord have mercy. Every boy in the world needs to cry because he lost something. He ought to want to win so bad he cried. Man, I've cried at more ball games than I care to think about. I've thrown more bad pitches and lost ball games or struck out in the bottom of the last inning. Lost ball games than I have probably won. But may I say this, it made me into a man that's not afraid of it. Be doing all right? You need that pressure on you. Oh, we don't want to put pressure on little Junior. Why not? Bible says it's good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth. Time to put some pressure on them. They don't need patted on the head. They need paddled somewhere else. Where's Thomas at? He turned 17 tomorrow. No, I'm not going to paddle you in church. Amen. But some of you men ought to take him out and whoop him tomorrow. Amen. By the way, ladies, you're supposed to praise the Lord. Maybe if you started praising the Lord more at home, it would lift the spirit in your house. Number six. Hey, I'm doing pretty good, aren't I? Number six. The poor and needy are to praise the Lord. Psalm 74, verse number 21. It doesn't say the rich are to praise the Lord. It says the poor and the needy are to praise the Lord. When you don't have anything, you should praise the Lord that you got what you have. Brother Briding, you were with me. I watched a man of God that's got nothing. And not a bad attitude one. And folks, I can't even begin to tell you. His daughter-in-law and son, for about 4 months, lived in a shed. I'm talking a shed. They don't have anything. A lady in their church died and gave the house and the land of the church to use it for whatever the church needed for the school as long as they kept the land. Paul and Alicia, Alicia's going to help in the school, and the church said it would be okay, and the family said it'd be okay if they moved into the house. They moved out of a shed into a house. I don't know about you, but I got an awful lot to praise God for. Well, I got this problem, I got that problem. You don't have it that bad. I promise you. It says, let the poor praise God. You know, good nor bad economics deter praise. You're supposed to praise him when it's going good and praise him when it's going bad. I love Brother Heil, or Brother Roloff started a statement, good night, probably 40 years ago. He used to say it all the time, praise God anyhow. Praise God anyhow. He said, well, it didn't work out. Well, praise God, it wasn't worse. Say, well, I don't see how it could. Oh, it can get worse, trust me. Number seven. We're to praise the Lord at church. Psalm 107, 32 and Psalm 150 said, praise him in the house of God. Can I tell you something? Church ought to be a place of praise, not negativity. Keep your stupid negative comments to yourself. Sorry. I thought I was going to be nice tonight. Churches are not to have praise services. They're not to have praise and worship music. And they're not supposed to have fellowships of praise. They're supposed to have preaching that causes people to praise God for the truth that they got. Falsified praise, singing a song and waving your hands, is not praise, just so you know. That's a show. Let me see how many of those people do that by themselves in their prayer closet with their God. Everybody doing all right? Okay. I think you ought to sing and sing out at church. Can I tell you why? It's a way for you to praise God and help lift the spirit in this church. I'm not afraid to say it. Some of you young people need to decide it's not sissy to sing. It's not weird to sing. You're weird for not singing. God said you're to praise him with your song. That means at church. If you can't sing in church, where are you singing when you're away from church? Okay, number eight. God says to praise him seven times a day. Psalm 119, 164 says, seven times a day will I praise thee. Now, I'm not saying he commanded that, but God used that in the scriptures. Now listen to this. God wants you to look for things every day. Let me ask you a question. When's the last time, seven different times in any one day, you praised God for something? Let's say you're awake for 14 hours. Every 2 hours, find something in your life while you're awake to praise God for. I praise him every day that I can get up and walk. Thank God every day that we've got electricity and heat and running water and indoor plumbing, amen? I thank God for coffee every day. That's worth praising God for. I walked in the other day to Sheets and Granny was down there. She said, "New Year's coming, preacher." She said, "The dark roast is hot. It's fresh." I said, "Praise the Lord." And some big old grizzly bear looked like he hadn't shaved in about 6 months. And I'm not sure he bathed in 6 months the way he smelled. He said, "What'd you say?" I said, "Praise God, the coffee's hot and fresh." He said, "That's what I thought you said." Man, I got to praise God twice on that one. Amen. Yeah. When's the last time you saw the beauty of nature and you praised God for it? When's the last time something happened and you praised God for it? Folks, I about had a spell when that lady came down this morning and made a public profession. How many churches in this country go through one solid year and never have one person saved? It's not unusual around here. Brother Lopez had somebody saved yesterday. He and who'd you go with, Brother Barnes? Had somebody saved yesterday. And Casey Rogers is going to band camp. She's going to band camp. Casey's going to look her up and try to get her in church. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm about to have a spell over that one. Man, they can't even go to band camp without getting it anymore. Amen? Wait a minute. When's the last time you praised God for your health? You say, "Well, it's not as good as it used to be." Yeah, look around. Look around. I've been in nursing homes and preached in nursing homes with people in their 30s and 40s. Brother Mark and I and Leslie were at the nursing home several months ago, and this lady, they were celebrating her birthday. She was 72. She's in feeble. I thought, man, my dad's 75. She's younger than my dad. This lady been in here and she can't even get out of a wheelchair. Thank God. Praise God for that. My dad can get up and get around. My mama can. Whew. When's the last time you praised him for your job? "I hate where I work." At least you're employed.
Yes. Amen.
You ought to praise God that you have money coming in and take care of the needs. You're less likely to get so depressed and messed up in social networking if you take that social network time and praise God. If you spend more time on Facebook than you do praising God, something's wrong in your life. I'm not afraid to say it. Number 9, I got to hurry. We're halfway through and I got 10 minutes. We're going to fly. God says the earth is to praise him. Psalm 138:2, Psalm 145:10. You know, it's God's earth. It does praise him. You know, that the trees praise the Lord, the plants praise the Lord, the animals praise the Lord, that the mountains praise the Lord, the valleys praise the Lord, the rivers praise the Lord, the lakes praise the Lord, the oceans praise the Lord. You know, you can't stop the ocean. It praises God. You know, I hate to tell you this. Did you know that if you died, the world's not going to stop? Oh, we're coming to global disaster. It's amazing how long they've been preaching global disaster and the globe still keeps spinning. It hasn't lost 1 second. By the way, when's the last time I got a little garden? You know, every time I go out and pick things in my garden, I praise the Lord for it. You know, the earth still is producing as much as it ever produced. Huh, praise the Lord. Next, number 10, we're to praise him for his mighty acts. Psalm 150, verse number 2 says, "Praise him for his mighty acts." Listen to this statement. All of the power in this world cannot compare to the power of God. All of it. By the way, don't forget all he does, whether it's big or small. listen to this statement. Our extra gray, what we call ugly chairs. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Oh, those are uncomfortable. There's another church that couldn't be happier that they got them. I praise God for that. I praise God, even our extras, God's able to use to help people with. Whew. Number 11. The Bible says in Jeremiah 31:17, God says we should publish our praise. Do you know what the word publish means? It means print or write. It literally means to write or to publish. Instead of texting all of your negative stuff, why don't you text some praises? Why don't you text somebody and say, praise God, we had one saved yesterday or today. When's the last time you said, praise God, in a text? Or does your autocorrect come up with something else? I'm going to make somebody mad if I succeed here. Instead of posting on Facebook, why don't you publish a praise book? Somebody needs to start a new app, praise book, amen? Social network for nutty Baptists. Can't talk about anything negative, just praises, amen? Now, don't go out there and do it, because don't put my name to it, that's for sure, because I ain't getting on it. You know, instead of reading love novels, why don't you praise the lover of your soul? Amen. I'm not against some of the stuff that's healthy, but some of you are so caught up in romance that you don't know how to praise God. Number 12. Everybody doing all right? Bible says praise him at church. Psalm 22:22. Sing. Keep yourself focused. Praise him during the preaching. By the way, you could praise God by using this altar and getting yourself right. Number 13. Told you I was going to get a little faster here. Praise him for your health. Psalm 139:14. Now, folks, I think I said something to somebody today. The kids were over last night, and they're staying with my mom and dad so they can spend some time with my folks. I drove them back to the house last night, dropped them off, told my wife, I said, is it supposed to rain tonight? She said, I don't think it's supposed to rain till tomorrow. I said, my hip's not saying that. I pulled my phone out and looked at my radar and said, nope, 2 hours, we're going to get it. I said, I don't care what we think. I can tell you what it's coming. I'll be honest with you. I get tired of the pain. But you know what? I got a lot to praise God for. I still have my health. 47 years old, still carrying a pretty healthy schedule. Pretty good health. Got three good kids. Well, two good kids and a son. God's been good to me. God's been good to my wife. No major problems. Don't have cancer that I know of. If I do, don't tell me. I'll die happy. Folks, every day you should praise it. You know, say, well, I hurt. Guess what? You don't hurt as bad as some people I know.
Yes, right.
You don't hurt as bad as some people I know. Number 14, praise him for the word of God. Psalm 56, verses 4 and 10. Can I tell you something? Some of you don't know how to praise God for the Bible because you never read it. I don't know about you, but every day I read this book, and when I do, I about have a spell. I find something in it every day of my life. It's just such a boring book. Then read it till it's not boring, and then it'll wind you up, and you won't want to stop reading it. I don't know how you can read an ever-living, all-applicable Word of God and not get excited. Man, I see things in this thing, it jumps off, and God slaps me upside the head and says, how come you didn't see that before? I don't know, but I see it now. Praise him as you read it. When's the last time you read your Bible and said, wow, praise the Lord? Guess what? Praise him for keeping his word. You don't as good as he does. I don't as good as he does. When's the last time you praised him for keeping his word? Guess what? Without that, you're dying and going to hell.
Yes, sir.
And by the way, let's just go ahead and say it. You ought to praise him that we have the perfect every word Bible he gave us. Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Fact, you have life. We have an Every Word Bible in the King James Bible for the English-speaking people. Number 16, we're to praise him for his goodness. Psalm 135:3. By the way, he's good whether your circumstance is good or not. Do you know you can be a good person and not have everything be good around you? Say why? Because we're all sinners. By the way, listen to this statement. Whether it's going good or whether it's going bad, God is still good. He is good whether you like it or not. Well, I just don't understand why God's doing this to me. Sometimes it's not God doing it to you. You're not listening to what God said. Quit blaming God and look at the sin around you. Number 17. The Bible says we're to praise him with our whole heart. Psalm 9:1, Psalm 111, verse 1. Can I tell you something? I think that you ought to praise God by duty. And if you just do it by duty, okay. But some point in time in your life, you ought to mean it. You know, if I told my wife every day that I loved her because I have to tell her, eventually, that's not going to build a good relationship, is it? She'll say, let's pretend. Do you love me? Of course I do. Then tell me, all right, I love you. Did you mean it? I said it, didn't I? I did what you asked me to do, didn't I? Why wouldn't I? That's why some of you praise God. Are you doing all right?
Yeah,
I don't know about you. I don't have to have my wife ask me if I to tell me to love her. I do it every time I see her. Say why? Because I love her. Guess what? I love God that way. I want to praise God that way. By the way, he wants the same heartfelt things that you want. If you want it from God, why don't you give it to him? Well, I just don't feel God loves me. Let me ask you a question. Does he feel you love him? Did you ever ask yourself that question? Number 18. I'm almost done. Praise is to be continually in your mouth. Psalm 34, verse number 1. That means praise him at work, praise him at the store, praise him while you drive, and praise him even at your home. Can I tell you something? There's times I praise God while I'm driving. Say when? When some idiot's on the other side of the line coming at me and he's not supposed to be on my side of that yellow line and he misses me. Ooh, praise God, you stupid idiot. You better praise God that there's times I praise God that they can't hear what I'm thinking. Man, folks, do me a favor. Stay on your side of the road when you drive. It makes life a whole lot easier. Next, the Bible says in Psalm 145, verse number 10, our works are to praise him. Do you know you're supposed to do things to praise God? Brother Smith and I were talking just a little while ago, and he mentioned something, and I'm going to steal it from you, Brother Smith, but he mentioned in the Agape Couples class this morning, one of the best things they could do to help Brother Lowther is go soul winning and tell him what happens. You want to help Brother Jerry feel better? Go out and win somebody to Christ and tell him about it. Don't ask him if he's ready to die. Go out and win somebody to Christ and tell him you kept somebody out of hell and tell him the story. That's going to make his heart do flip-flops in a good way.
Yep.
Next. Psalm 33, verse number 1 says, praise is comely. It's beautiful. Can I tell you something? Have you ever seen somebody that was mean and nasty? And they've been mean and nasty so long they're... And I know this isn't a kind word, but they just be ugly. I mean, you can tell. Did you ever see a happy person that's been happy their whole life? Their face just lights up. My wife remembers this person quite well, Mrs. Wilson, down in South Carolina. 90-some years old. She was a sweet, dear old black lady. She sang in the senior choir for almost 70 years at the AME church in South Carolina. Trust me. Oh, my daily occupation. I get to praise and pray. That's how she'd talk. Man, I got her on tape. I was listening to that not long ago. Man, goosebumps running up and down my spine. She's running up and down the streets of heaven singing right now. Say, what was it? That was a lady that knew how to praise. You walked in, she lit up your face. I'm not kidding. I mean, she just had a way. And then you head down the hall, Mrs. Hand. She was the crabbiest old coot I've ever met in my life. Mean, nasty, rough. And I'm not being, my wife knows. I took my baby in there. She said, get that thing away from me. I mean, she was that mean. I'm not kidding. My wife said, there's no way she said, my son Jeff was just, months old. I said, bring him, but I'm going to tell you, don't hand him over because she's going to be mean. She's going to push him away. No, there's never been an old person do that. I watched my wife get angry at this lady. She's like, I can't believe her. No. Don't look at me that way, woman. I didn't do it. She did it. She was mean. She was nasty. Can I tell you something? There was a huge difference. One praised, one was bitter. Praise is beautiful. Did you ever see somebody that has lived in sin a long time? The Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. Alcoholics age faster. People that smoke age faster. People that live immoral lives age faster. They do. Man, there's people my age have been living in sin for so long, they look like they're twice as old as me. I want God to get from every aged person in this room, from this church, the praise he deserves. I want God to look down at Grace Baptist Church with a twinkle in his eye because he is getting praise from this group of people. Dr. Jim Jorgensen, a week and a half ago, was here with the tour group. We got done with church. We were walking out. He put his hand on my shoulder. And Brother Jorgensen's not a mushy kind of guy. Okay? Not at all. Matter of fact, sometimes you wonder if he feels anything. But he does. Doc put his arm on my shoulder. And he said, Brother Bush, you got a good thing going. Keep it going the way it's going. He said, not sure we've been in a better spirited church this whole tour. Guess what? Let's take it up a couple notches. Let's kick it in gear. Say, how do you live with all the negative in your life, Brother Bush? Praise the Lord. Praise him upon the loud cymbals, upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let me ask you a question. When's the last time you by yourself praised God? Every head bowed, every eye closed. We live in a pretty dark, rough world. I can tell you how to chase away some of that darkness. Praise the Lord.